All right, everybody worldwide, you're now tuned into Tommy and
Grace.
Whoa, you got energy. That's what happened when you take some time off. Now you all charged up. You feeling good? Where you been? What you been doing?
Family time. All the kids were home for the holiday, so we're getting in that family time.
Great. I was basically waiting for you.
No, I was waiting for you.
No, that's not true.
I stay ready.
So you ain't got to get ready.
That's right.
That's what we talk about. So, last episode, we're talking about some common myths of marriage and, you know, just different random things like we usually go on and on about. But this week, we're going to talk about... What are we talking about, Grace?
What are we talking about?
I mean, I could talk about a million and one things. I just don't want to put you on the spot.
I don't like the way that sounds.
Okay. Let's talk about keeping it sexy.
Okay.
So, you know, some people abuse the term keeping it sexy, but let's rephrase that and say the importance of keeping up your appearance for your significant other.
Clean shaven.
Well, that's automatically a strike for me because I'm not clean shaven. I have a full beard.
No, you do. Like, you still keep it tight.
Okay.
It's not woofed out, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Continue on. So a guy should be clean shaven.
Cut your fingernails. No dirty nails.
Now, you're talking about fingernails, right?
Now, if you work in construction...
No, I'm not even talking about that. My nails at one point were long.
And I told you to cut them.
But how did they look? Please explain to the listeners how my nails look.
They were clean and long.
But not just clean. How? Describe in detail how pretty my nails look. Were they not immaculately white and curved and shaped perfectly? Were they not?
You needed to cut your nails.
But were they not?
Thank you for cutting your nails.
Anyway, go ahead. Next thing.
Why are you getting mad?
I'm not getting mad because you're not trying to give me my just, but saying how fly my nails look.
I think that also your appearance when you step outside, it should be together.
Please describe what you feel is together.
I think you're 35 and older, you should not have your pants hanging off your butt.
I don't think you're any age you have your pants hanging off your butt. That's just corny.
It is. Put your pants up.
Put your pants up. No sagging.
Looks gross.
Keep it going.
Yes.
Keep it going.
How about for you? What are some of the things?
I think mine would first be, you got to be good from the inside. When I say good from the inside, I'm not speaking in a freaky way. I'm talking
good spirit.
Just your demeanor, your spirit. You know, like when you open your mouth and you're complaining all the time.
Right.
And you're talking about life is down on you and the bills is due. And you know, we all go through that. But ain't no sense in complaining about it. So I wouldn't want you coming to me every day saying, oh, you know.
Woe is me.
Yeah, what was me? You know, I don't have 103 pair of shoes. I only have 100 pair of shoes and these new shoes. Like, that just sounds corny.
Yeah.
I'm abusing the word corny. I will not say it anymore during this podcast. I don't like it when a woman tries too hard. You know, I've heard some women, not you. No, and you've said it too. That's what guys want. That's what they want to see. You know, when you look at women with the artificial breasts and the butt injections and, you know, all this other stuff going on, I don't care for that. I like for a woman to be, not me, but we're talking about what would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, keeping it natural. A woman should be proud of herself. Like, I always want you to feel good. And that goes back to me complimenting you and you know, just feeling good from the inside out, you know, because women come in all shapes and sizes. And just because, like, if you always compare yourself to the next chick, you're never going to feel whole, you know.
Yeah.
Intelligence, you know, I love the fact that we can hold an intelligent conversation. And that's more than joking around on the podcast, but that's what I find very attractive about you. Like, mm-hmm. We can sit down and we can talk about different things. We can agree to disagree. We don't have to get ignorant. We don't, you know, cuss and shout at each other. And then I love the fact that you exude sexiness, right? Now let me explain that. You don't have to put on a low-cut blouse or a tight-fitting skirt for me to realize how sexy you are. I appreciate the fact when you do get dressed up for me that you keep it classy, but you still look very sexy. You're not walking around in 6-inch stilettos or whatever ladies of the
Thank you.
night may wear.
Ladies of the night.
Gotta have a beautiful smile in what you do. I don't like too much makeup. Like somebody hits you with I don't know, box of Crayola paint or something like that. Just be the environment that we're in. Like, what is the environment like? You and I, we enjoy candles. Like when we set aside that quiet time. Dim lights, candles. A nice beverage of choice, whatever that may be for you. The background music got to be right.
Right.
Everything's nice and sensual. The mood is calm. Like, that's what I enjoy. And that's time that we don't make like once a week. That's every day.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's for, 20 minutes at the end of the night, like we try to get that time in every day.
When the house is quiet
When the
and the
house
kids
is
are in the
quiet, the
bed
kids
and
are in the
everything is
bed,
done.
everything's done, work is over, dinner,
Yep.
house clean. We make that us time.
That's right.
So I think, keeping it together. And then, for me, eating right, like sharing a common goal, like health, staying healthy has to be a common goal. Like one of us can't be, I mean, we both have our habits and, we like our certain junk foods and things like that. But overall, it's like, all right, Grace, you ate enough cheese this week. Like, let's get some vegetables or something like that. Not to put you on the spot, it's gonna be a lot of cheese,
Your
but
mama
it is
said you
true.
need to drink some milk.
Well, I know where I can get the milk from, so I ain't worried about that. I'll drink all the milk
So
that
disgusting.
I have to. I'll drink all the milk she wants me to. So thanks, Mom, because I, fractured my leg. So yes, I need to get my vitamin D, which I will, my calcium. It's great. Anything else you want to add, Grace?
Nope.
And until next week, oh, don't forget, like, subscribe, share the podcast. Let us know your thoughts. Tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're in a relationship, you want some advice, email tommydanger@gmail.com and Grace and I will get back to you. Or you can just leave a comment in the podcast below. And until next week, blah out.